Morgan, whenever you're ready, you have 15 minutes. Would you like to reserve any time for rebuttal?
No, I do not need to, Your Honor.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, Judge Decker, Judge Malvo, Judge Hadley. I'm Richard Morgan. I'm an attorney from Rockingham County, Virginia. I'm originally from Fairfax. But anyhow, I was retained to represent Mr. Billy Joe Lee, a resident of Orange County. He had charges of felony homicide, use of firearm in commission of a felony, maliciously shooting within an occupied dwelling, shooting a firearm in commission of a felony, and also child abuse or neglect resulting in serious bodily injury. Mr. Lee had been living in Orange County with his girlfriend, who had a young son, and they lived as a family. And in many ways, the record would seem to reveal that the young child seemed to look at Mr. Lee as his father. Even they seemed to engage in father son type of activities.
One of the main things that you bring up in reference to your time in marriage is in reference to jury instructions. When you look at 18 to 279, in terms of your arguments of including the involuntary manslaughter, but where in the record did you preserve that particular argument as it relates to the jury instruction?
I concede, Your Honor, that such preservation is lacking. We had a trial over several days in Orange County. Discretionary guidelines were 19 years, 7 months. Ultimately, the jury found Mr. Lee guilty after, I believe it was a 3-day jury trial, found him guilty of the felony homicide, and gave him 7 years of imprisonment, found him guilty of use of firearm in commission of a felony, and then found him guilty of unlawful discharge of a felony, an actual lesser included within 18279. And there is that language, of course, seemingly denoting any death resulting from an unlawful shooting as an involuntary manslaughter. And then finally found Mr. Lee guilty of child abuse or neglect resulting in serious bodily injury. Your Honors, my problem with the trial court was its refusal to grant a jury instruction for involuntary manslaughter, which had been requested, as is noted in
counsel, this court has previously said that essentially you can't get a lesser included instruction for an offense where it's not the charge. Mm-hmm. And you can see that what we have here is a felony felony homicide case,
yes,
as opposed to a first degree or second degree.
Yes.
So is there a lesser included in a felony homicide?
I concede, Your Honor, that there is no lesser included. There is no lesser included. I can see that, Your Honor.
Then what is the authority to give the involuntary manslaughter?
Simply the fact of the accidental death, Your Honor. That was my argument. And I would like to submit it on that. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Ms. Johnson.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, Victoria Johnson for the Commonwealth. In light of earlier argument, I'm happy to answer any questions that the Court may have. But otherwise, I think I would rest on my brief.
Question?
Thank you very much, Your Honors.
Come down and